Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and 30-year business coach. Listen in as amazing, world-changing authors, speakers, and coaches share their struggles and victories, and hear from best-selling authors' insight into how you, too, can live your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. So glad you're here with us today. Because today we want to talk about you. In fact, the hashtag for today, you're going to see it a lot around our community going forward from today, actually from this past weekend. Hashtag let's tell your story. We want to talk about your story. You see, there is just something about you. There's something amazing, something incredible, something worthwhile, something that is there on purpose. That just needs to be shared with the world. Hashtag let's share your story. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, VTech. You know, if you haven't heard any of the other episodes, then let me tell you about this four-line small business phone system. And if you've heard me talk about it before, I really encourage you, lean forward a little bit, listen, because I want you to know that there is a phone system that can meet your needs. Some of you that are listening, you work from home. Some of you that are listening, you have a little tiny office that just you in it. Others, you know, you've got a couple of employees that you meet in an office. Some of you actually have grown. You have a pretty big business. I don't know if any of you know, but you know, we go to Motivating the Masses office a couple of times a week. Motivating the Masses is expanding all the time. They've got a whole line of offices on the one side when you walk in, and you know, and they've actually just set up some cubicles in the middle of the one big room, and there's a couple other offices over on the other side there too. And even in their setting, they could make use of the VTech small business phone system, because it has the capability, when your company is growing, to add new people. It also has the capability to meet the needs that you're going to need in your phone system, whether that be phone trees, voicemail, additional lines so that you can have more than one phone line coming in, conference calling, music on hold. So many different possibilities are all possible to you, no matter what size your business is, and as your business grows, because it's going to, you can effectively, dynamically, and powerfully have a great phone system that meets you where you are and grows with you by making use of the VTech four-line small business phone system. I really appreciate them sponsoring us. It's really awesome to have them with us. Let's talk about your story. Let's tell your story. Hashtag let's tell your story. Get used to hearing that, because it's really important, because your story is so important. Now, I'm going to feature a best-selling author like I do just about every show, and she has a message to share with you that, if you'll listen, can literally revolutionize how you move through the world. And I'm excited to bring her to you. And I want you to also, while you're listening to her talk about her unique brilliance, to think to yourself, what is it about me that's unique? What's wonderful? And now, a lot of us, we fight against that. We're like, yeah, well, you know, there's nothing that big deal about me. You know, we listen to the messages from our teenagers, those of us that have teenage kids. I remember several years ago, there was I think it was actually a 7-Up commercial, you know, that was Sugar Ray Leonard walking through, like, you know, a gym, you know, a boxing gym or whatever. And there was a little boy sitting on the floor, and somebody was like, hey, is that Sugar Ray? Is that the champ? And the little boy said, nah, that's just my dad. You know, and then a couple of years later, I heard a story that, you know, Eddie Murphy's wife was trying to tell his children that, you know, hey, no, this is Daddy. Daddy plays Donkey. And they're like, no, that's not Daddy. That's Donkey. And our children, we can listen to those voices and we can hear them. And we start diminishing ourselves. And I'm not picking on your kids because your kids are wonderful. But it's those voices. There are people in your life that, you know, maybe those people shouldn't be in your life. I don't know. I'm not here to judge that for you. But there are people in your life that are not fulfilling the purpose of building you up. You are the most like the five people you spend the most time with. And so, you know, some of us were in environments where it isn't a bad thing. You know, again, going back to the children, you have wonderful children, but, you know, their perception is limited. And a lot of us, hey, I was a single parent of five kids for almost 5 years, so I get it, you know, and your world can become very, very small because you have to focus on keeping those little lives alive. But you have so much uniqueness and so much brilliance in you, and it pops out. It pops out in ways that you don't expect it to. Things like, how many of you moms catch yourself over and over and over again saying, kids, clean up your room, pick up these dishes, do the dishes, take out the trash. Sound familiar? You see, that in and of itself is a secret to your story because it's important to you and there's a why behind it. Some people, they don't care. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in those people's houses, but there are some people that their house is always, always a mess. A few stories come to mind, and all of them I won't pick on the people. You know who I'm talking about. You've been through that too. But for you, that's important. It's important enough that you need to bring it up on a regular basis to emphasize it to your children. It may be cleanliness. It may be organization. It may be the skill of daily work. You know, because we all have life responsibilities that we have to do every day. You know, we'd all love to just sit on the couch and play video games or read books or whatever all day long, but that's not true life for anybody. You know, not for a little tiny child and never, you know, through the whole entirety of our life. And so our story comes out because what's important to us, what's uniquely brilliant about us, what we were created to do and be, comes out. It just springs out of us in the things that we do in our everyday, regular, day-to-day life. It just is how we're wired, and it's how we show up in the world because you are uniquely brilliant, and that unique brilliance will find a way. It was embedded in your DNA at the point of your creation, and there is nothing you can do to escape it. It just is. It's who you are. And it will come out. And it needs to. Because the world needs your story. And so, let's tell your story. Let's dig in deep. And let's share your story with the world. So I'm going to encourage you throughout the time while you're listening, unless you're driving, and then in case, don't do it. But while you're listening, to use hashtag let's tell your story and start telling little pieces of your story as they relate to the authors that I'm going to introduce you to today, my very, very special surprise guest that I'm bringing to you at the end of this show. And, you know, just as we move through this whole show, hashtag let's tell your story and then begin to start telling little pieces, little quirks, little anecdotes, things that you relate to as you hear these people share their unique brilliance with the world, and as you begin to discover more and more ways that you can show up with brilliance in the world right here, right now where you are. It's not something for the future. It's not something that when the children are older, when you get done with college, when you retire, this is life right now. Life doesn't go on hold. You're living it every day, and I want you to live it to the fullest, to the max. above and beyond all that you could even ever think of. I want you to live that kind of abundant, overflowing life so that you can be a thriving entrepreneur. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Are you ready to share your story? Did you make a couple of notes maybe during the break? Did you even possibly pop on Facebook and share a little quick anecdote or a quip about something that's part of your story? Throughout all of this, I want you to join us. Hashtag, let's tell your story. We're going to give you an opportunity here at the end to really get out there and share your story. But first, I want to introduce to you another one of our amazing best-selling authors. Listen really closely because this one is going to transform your life. You know, we hear a lot about happiness, but sometimes we mistake that for a much more important word, and that's called joy. But not just any joy. Can you imagine having unspeakable joy? Ooh, doesn't that sound good just hearing about it? Well, today we want to talk about best-selling book, Unspeakable Joy, and I have with me the author, Adrian Fikes. Hi, Adrian, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So, Unspeakable Joy, from the second you said it, it has so resonated with me. What does that mean to you?
Unspeakable joy is it does resonate. It's kind of it's a bold declaration. It's a standard of joy that goes beyond what we've so often accepted as normal. You know, when you run into people on the street, you know, you're like, "How are you doing?" "I'm fine." I'm fantastic. You know, when somebody comes up to you and says, "How are you doing?" and you say, "I'm magnificent," it's going to stop them in their tracks. And they're like, "Well, wow, you know, what's going on?" And I wrote this book because I want people to imagine that you're not just saying, you know, because sometimes they're like, "I'm magnificent," and things are not magnificent. But what if things could truly be magnificent for you? What if you had that feeling that regardless of what's going on with you, there's this feeling that wells up from within you that is giving you this sense of joy, this sense of peace, this sense of courage, this sense of calm in order to then do all of the wonderful things that you would do if you were actually showing up for yourself.
I love that. So for people who aren't that don't understand the difference, what is the difference between happiness and joy?
Well, happiness is a mood swing. Happiness is based on circumstances. Joy is a state of being. Joy is a perspective on life. Joy is a way of life. And so happiness oftentimes is dependent on a situation, a circumstance, a mood, something external, whereas joy comes from that space. You know, I call it the intersection within you where the human meets the divine. And it's that divine intersection of knowing and being and doing that is so beyond whatever your circumstances are. And so it can be consistently a part of your life. Wherever you are along that journey, whether you're at the beginning, the middle, or the end, or whether you're lost, you know, somewhere off the road, it's an even though kind of place. So even though this was the best day of my life, I have this level of joy. Even though this was the worst day of my life, I have that, this peace, this sense of calm, this sense of, I don't know how it's going to be okay, but I know that it's going to be okay. The sense of, even though I'm facing circumstances that might be challenging or frightening to me, the courage to speak up for myself, the courage to step into this new way, this courage to take on this new habit is coming from this sense that of knowing that this joy is not temporary.
Mm. So you're not talking about something where, you know, there's something special in the Kool-Aid to help you just be giddy all the time.
Yeah, well, it's not gimmicky, you know, and it's not something that you have to fake. And that's really what I want people to understand, is that oftentimes we're encouraged to fake it. And this is really not about faking it. It's about the courage to really look at what unspeakable joy would look like in your life and finding all of the ways that it's already in your life that you're not noticing, and then intentionally building higher levels of joy.
Think about that for just a second. I mean, let that really sink in. Higher levels of joy, unspeakable joy. I mean, those are just such amazing phrases that, let's talk to the people, because I can even feel it in me, so I know there's some people out there that are feeling it too. It seems almost impossible. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's audacious. In fact, there might even be a sense of, who do you think you are to even have the audacity to ask for that much joy? You know, everybody's got a limitation, you know, this limiting belief of how much joy you're allowed to have in your life. When the reality is, the joy that you have is unlimited. It is never ending. It is, if you can imagine, this never-ending stream within you that just continues to generate more and more and more and more and more joy. And so when you are in a space of that joy, when you're allowing that joy to flow through you, you show up in a different way. You know, if you can imagine days driving to work in a traffic jam, when you are in a fantastic mood, when you feel unspeakable joy, versus days where you don't. and the things that begin to be drawn to you because you are vibrating on this level of joy and love and peace, it makes a difference.
So I embrace the possibility of unspeakable joy, and I begin down that path. What would my life look like then when I begin that journey, as opposed to living in, yeah, I'm fine world?
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly shakes some things up. First, the first thing that I notice is that when you begin to look around and you begin to notice all the joy that's already in your life, all the things that you have stopped noticing and stopped taking, you know, you're taking for granted. So all of the ways in your life, regardless of where you are, no matter how high or how low or where in the middle you are, there are things going on in your life right now that are right in front of your face that are giving you joy that you are not allowing in. So to me, that's the most important thing, beginning to look for that joy, finding the joy that's already existing, because the more you let in, the more you let in. So okay, as so you notice more.
So before we move on from there, let's talk specifics. What are some of the things in our lives that we should be deriving joy from that we just are totally letting blur past us because we're busy?
Well, you know, and it's the thing people, you know, grandma and mommy's dad used to say, you know, count your blessings. And that seems trite sometimes, especially when you're not in a place of being able to receive that. If things are going really wrong, or if you're in a space of fear or boredom, counting your blessings doesn't really feel like it's going to help. But, you know, in the beginning of the book, I challenge, you know, I have this challenge to begin looking around your environment and noticing what's already in front of you. Because if you can see these things in a different way, you can then begin to unconstrict, you know, whatever is blocking this natural flow of joy. You know, it is a bold claim to make that joy is our natural state of being, and that there are things that are happening to us that are blocking that joy, or telling us we don't deserve that joy, or telling us that the joy that we have is somehow taking away from other people having joy. So we spend more time trying to give joy to other people than we actually do generating that joy within our own lives, because it seems selfish to begin with our joy instead of, well, it seems selfish to begin with our joy when the reality is when our joy is full, we have so much more to give to others, and we do it in a way that not only respects them and their joy, but it also respects us and the environment we need to continue expressing and feeling and allowing that joy to flow.
I remember, and oh man, this was a lot of years ago because I'm old. I remember a radio show that was on, and they did a 30-day challenge for you to find the things that are blessings to you in your day. You know, and they, you know, they would then prompt every day. It's like, hey, did the sun still come up this morning? You know,
yeah.
You know, do you have heat and lights on in your house? Those kind of things. It was really, especially when you go 30 days, you know, because you either will get really good at it at the end of 30 days, or you really find yourself having to have to stretch.
Right. You know, and I've lived my entire life going to church with my family. And one of the things that you hear, you know, the phrases that, you know, almost everybody who's ever attended, you know, a black church can repeat, they're like, you know, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way, you know, clothed in my right mind with food on my table, you know, and it's all these simple blessings that you're giving thanks for. And as I, you know, it's interesting because I was thinking the other day, I was watching a documentary about the birth of hip hop, and I am at that hip hop generation. And so when you think about the Bronx, you know, in the 70s, just the desolation, the deprivation, the ruins, the burning buildings, and, you know, the unemployment and the struggles that the parents were going through, let alone the children, you know, the violence, the trash. And out of that void, out of these unmentionable circumstances, there was still joy. There was so much joy and creativity that as they began to express this joy, they actually created one of the most important musical genres that the world has ever seen. It's a worldwide phenomenon that started, you know, in a war-torn, you know, forgotten space in America, with people that were told that they were worthless and nothing, and they were oppressed, and yet somehow, even in those circumstances, there was this joy that was just infectious. And as they began to express it, it changed the world.
Mm. So let's help people find just a little piece of joy today and then build on that. So what is something really practical that a person could do right now today to channel, experience, have, whatever word you want to use, unspeakable joy today?
Sure. Well, you know, the first thing I start with is recognizing the joy that you already have. And so the challenge that I have, that I actually explain in the beginning of the book, is to, wherever you are, you know, take a moment to notice the color blue everywhere you are. You know, whatever shade it's in, you know, up, down, around you, you just look around your environment and notice all of the places, all the corners, all the, you know, where just blue is. And you might be surprised how much blue you're actually seeing. And then as you finish noticing all of the blue in the cracks and crevices, you know, up and down around you outside the window, to close your eyes and begin mentally or verbally listing all of the things, all of the places where orange appeared. And when you're finished listing all of the ways, you know, there's an orange candle sitting in front of me. There's a book cover with orange on it. You know, there's orange on this picture, in a picture that I'm sitting in front of. And as you open your eyes after you've thought about all of the places you can remember, take a few more minutes to just look around your environment and see all of the places that orange was already sitting that you hadn't necessarily noticed. And the point of asking people to do that is our eyes are focusing on what they're telling us, what we're telling our mind to focus on. So if you're looking at your circumstances and all you see are, you know, problems or trials or reasons to be sad or despair or hopelessness, sitting right next to all of that, you know, without ignoring all of that, there are also reasons to feel love and gratitude and peace and courage. And as these things begin to amass, as you choose to focus on the reasons to feel unspeakable joy, it doesn't necessarily eliminate what's making you blue, but it gives you some perspective on this is not all that there is. And it gives you the energy and the perspective and the air to breathe to be able to then say, okay, let's put this in perspective. What do we want to do about this? You know, or even say, okay, you know what? There's more orange here than there is actually blue. And now that I'm looking at the orange in comparison to what is making me blue, that blue doesn't seem all that bad. In fact, it's actually being overwhelmed by the orange. And so, you know, when you're talking about blue and orange, it's just a fun exercise to get people to think about the fact that there is, in the same way that there is orange in the space that you were looking right at and had stopped noticing, you can then begin to focus your mind on the reasons to have joy and begin intentionally building, you know, it's just the first step to then begin intentionally noticing and bringing more joy into your life so that the level of joy that you exist on a normal day is higher than it's ever been.
That's awesome. I love it. And of course, what people need to do is get the book, Unspeakable Joy by Adrienne Fikes. It's an international bestseller, an amazing book, and totally worth your time. Adrienne, thanks so much for spending some time with us on the show today.
Thank you.
Unspeakable joy. Just think about that one. Let that sink in for a minute. Don't you want unspeakable joy? I want that for you. I think it's one of the key components to being a best-selling author. And doesn't it encourage you to share your story? Hashtag let's tell your story. Remember, we want to focus in on you. You're awesome. You're amazing. And part of your ability to be able to do that is going to come from your willingness to live and see ways to have joy. Remember, we're not talking about happiness. We're not talking about giddy. We're not talking about some drug-induced outside of yourself kind of situation. We're talking about unspeakable joy. Joy that wells up in the midst of things that allows you the ability to see the color orange while you're also looking at the blue and maybe appreciating that orange just a little bit better. When you begin to do that, then you too can begin to live in unspeakable joy. And as you live in unspeakable joy, that is probably the primary key component to living as a thriving entrepreneur. And then as a thriving entrepreneur, you will have the ability to share your story with the world. I want that for you. We want that for you. I really hope you will embrace it and let us help you share your story. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. I want to give a shout out to VTech with their four-line small business phone system. An amazing phone system that meets you right where you are and gives you the capability to be the best company you can be, to thrive in business by making use of the VTech four-line small business phone system. Four separate lines, 10 different, extension handsets, multiple things that you can do as far as different extensions for the company, and it's as easy to use as it is to be able to plug something into a plug. If you have electricity in your building, you can expand your company to one VTech system, 10 units on desks all over the place, all kinds of different options that you have available when you make use of the VTech four-line small business phone system. Really do seriously check it out. We want to talk more about your story. Hashtag let's share your story. Hashtag let's tell your story. We want to share it with the world. I hope you've been out there hashtagging a little bit while you're listening, that you have all kinds of ideas germinating through your life. Now, because Adrian came and talked to us about living in unspeakable joy, and you closed your eyes and then you opened them up and you saw, wow, look at that orange. Look at the possibilities that are in my life. It's so important because your story is so important, crucial. Let me go so far as to say mandatory to be shared in the world for lots and lots of reasons. For yourself, for the world, for the people you are meant to serve, and also for your family. for the world to know what you did in the world, for your unique brilliance to be shared with the world, and for those generations of your descendants and your relatives that come after you to be able to learn from the lessons you've already learned. None of us want to wish on somebody that we love, or the generations of, you know, the offspring of people that we love, to have to go through something that we had to go through and learn from the school of hard knocks. We want to give them the shortcut. And your story can be that. It can be that for complete strangers, and it can be that for friends and family. And I really, really want you to think about that. I'm so excited to announce my super special guest today, my amazing wife, Kathy Kidd. She is, of course, my heart and my soul, but she's also an incredible, amazing marketing research person. She does mind-blowing things. And this talk she actually originally had on Facebook and shared it here with us because it just is so on point for exactly what we want to share the world. And it really does have to do with sharing your story and why it is so important for you to be able to share your story with the world. So listen in. Kathy's got some great nuggets she's going to drop in here on us. And I can't wait for you to get some insight into how and some reasons why you should share your story. Hashtag let's tell your story. Here, let's talk a little bit and listen in as Kathy shares just some cool parts about her life story and how that relates to you.
Hi, guys. I love genealogy. It's one of my hobbies. And a little different twist on genealogy for me, I was actually given up for adoption at birth, and so I never knew my birth family. And I had been searching for a very long time. And I think it's been about 3 years ago now, I finally found my birth mother and her family. Unfortunately, she was deceased, but I did get to meet my family, and I have siblings and aunts and uncles and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, very big extended family. And then just last year, I actually found my birth father's family. So it's been a lot of fun. And so I've been researching our family roots and where these people come from. Like, it's really exciting to me because you might not even realize it, but like when you do grade school projects where they say, you know, what nationality you are. Well, I didn't know what I was. So I just kind of went like, I don't know, I'll be Irish. Irish is good. So as a kid, I pretended I was Irish. Like, I didn't know. And then when they would do family trees, I would use my mom's family, my adopted mom, and use that family tree, but it wasn't really my biological family tree. And so it wasn't until I gave birth to my daughter, now 18 years ago, that I actually got to meet somebody who I shared DNA with. Like, it was really weird that my eyes look like her eyes. And she has my lips and like all these little things and all these similarities that I never knew I was missing before. And then I was united with my birth family on my mom's side and got to meet people that I didn't know my whole life. You know, by that time I was in my 40s. I was like 41. And I met these people and it was amazing how similar we were. Just, it kind of blows my mind even now. And little things that I do that remind them of my birth mom, because I never actually got to meet her. So isn't that neat? But the thing is that in doing the genealogy research, I find all these family stories that I'm hearing from people that I'm, you know, stirring up, and the research and facts. So if you guys have an interest in genealogy or you've done anything with your families, let me know. And I'm wondering if this has ever happened to you. So I really love, as you can imagine, the show, Who Do You Think You Are? And it's sponsored by Ancestry.com, which I've been with Ancestry for a long time. I did their first DNA test when they were rolling it out. It was the way that I found my first distant relatives, and it's how I found my birth father. So if you haven't done your genealogy DNA test, I highly recommend it. It's awesome. But the show, Who Do You Think You Are?, follows a celebrity through their journey to see their genealogy. And the one that was on last night, last name Beale, can't remember her first name. Jessica, is that right? Jessica Beale. Not only is she a great actress, but she had a really interesting story to follow. And her family, on I think it was her mom's side, they have a lot of stories that they share. One in particular is apparently the aunts argue over, are they Cherokee or are they something else? But they have Native American blood, that they are descendant from, you know, Native Americans somewhere along the lines. So in her research, she wanted to definitively find out through her DNA testing what, you know, what nationality and who she's related to. So come to find out, she has no Native American blood in her. None, not a drop. That's it's family story. So I'm wondering if that's ever happened to you. Same thing happened to me. So again, I didn't grow up with these stories, but the family members that I was asking and sharing their stories with me, these are the stories that have been handed down to them. Supposedly, my grandfather, who passed away when my mother was very, very young, was supposed to be at least like 50% Native American or quarter Native American, something like that. So they had been looking for his records in Native American records, but never found anything. It's like dead end. Just, you know, they couldn't find anything. So for me, when I did my research, I was doing it strictly from a factual standpoint. And I love research, so I'm kind of good at it, I gotta say. Like, I just love it. I call it going down the rabbit hole. When I get started, it's just the next to the next and the next. And like, I would be perfectly happy as a clam to just for days get into research. So for me, what I did was I just started following the documents. Documentation, census, started tracing stuff. Like, first of all, found out not a drop of Native American blood in our family. Like, I did my DNA testing, it's just not there. I myself am like 49% Scandinavian, something like that. And the rest is English, European, that sort of thing. So unfortunately, not a drop of blood. So I'm wondering how many of you guys have had something like that where you have some sort of family folklore that turns out to be, no, not so much. And I thought it was really interesting that the same thing happened on the show last night. And then I was talking to Julie today about, used to be that we all told stories. Like, that's what we did. People today, they come to us and they're kind of fearful or shy of sharing their personal story and having people all up in their business, really. I mean, when it comes right down to it, posting on Facebook and all that, really, exposing yourself. And people are hesitant to do that. And we were talking about, I'm like, you know, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 100 years or so, that stories were all we had. We didn't have radio, we didn't have television, you know, some of us didn't even have light. All we had were stories, family stories and stories of what happened to us and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's what families did. But now we've scattered around the world across the globe and we're all busy, busy, busy. We don't really share stories anymore. We don't have that folklore that's handed down. As a matter of fact, if any of you are Twilight fans, let me know. When we had my first book that came out, the first bestseller was Experience Twilight, self-guided tour to the movie and book locations for Twilight. So we had a couple of events, actually. There was the New Moon premiere, and then the others that followed. But the New Moon premiere, we had a cool storyteller actually come down. Like, she is full-blooded Kuliute Native American, who her whole her job is as a storyteller, like to hand down the stories and legends of their people. And it used to be that they would have a matriarch in their family who was responsible for holding these stories and making sure that they got handed down generation after generation. And many of the stories, they were very wild and far-fetched, but they had a purpose and a lesson behind them. So she came, and she's just amazing. When she came to our home, we sat there just mesmerized, listening to her tell these stories after stories after stories. And then, of course, at the actual event, she was on stage telling these stories. But the thing is that she's the last of her kind. There's only one other storyteller who is taught in their traditional storytelling. Their language is nearly lost. Their language used to be different in the way that a woman would speak to a man, the way that a man would speak to a child, the way that a man would speak to a man. Their language was very layered and different for each kind of situation. There was a different language for business, a different language for family. And now that language is nearly completely lost. So their stories are nearly completely lost. And it's just sad. And so if I bring you back to the genealogy story and my own story, I find that in doing my research, I have found all kinds of information that my family didn't even know. Like, for example, I have a 3x great-grandfather who was the patriarch for the first civilization that came to the state of Washington. The first white American people to settle on the Snake River in Washington. And like, the family just didn't know. And even the people in the town, the historians, they didn't know. I went asking questions. They start pulling up newspaper articles and obituaries and all that kind of stuff. Come to find out, like, this man was well respected. Hundreds of people came from all over. I mean, that was a trek back in the day. We're talking like mid-1800s. They came from all over to honor him. And it's amazing that he helped to found this town. He owned like 50% of Main Street, but the family didn't know. Like, we've just lost the art of storytelling. So all these little stories that aren't being told because our lives are busy, and all these experiences that we could be sharing. I mean, even with this generation, another good example, my father-in-law, he's a second generation minister. Well, we have ministers in every generation, 3 on his side. So he's a third generation minister. My father-in-law is an amazing pastor. The way that he speaks, tells stories, and just shares the word is really powerful. And it's an art form that he's kind of been working on for decades and decades. But we don't really have recordings of him. So the grandkids have barely ever heard him preach. The great-grandkids will never hear him preach. And it's just lost. Like, we have previous generations that are lost. All those lessons lost. All those experiences lost. So I realized today in talking to Julie that we've just kind of lost that art of storytelling. So I hope that you will be encouraged to share your stories. Share them on Facebook. Share them with your friends. Share them with your family. Share them with your loved ones. And ideally, share them in print. Because here's the thing, if my 3x great-grandfather that I just discovered a few months ago, if he had a book that I could pick up and read, like, imagine that. I can read articles about him. They're short little articles, pretty amazing stuff. And people have written about him in their books. But if I got to read his stories from him in his book, how powerful would that be? So imagine who you're leaving your legacy for. Share those stories. And even better yet, if you need help getting a book out, you know where to come. Because we want to share your story. That's all I wanted to say today. Just wanted to share my experience with you, my conversation that I had today. So if you like genealogy and have some tips, I always welcome those. I love talking to other genealogists. And if you need to get a book out, you can contact me here on Facebook. And I encourage you, no matter what, just share your stories. All right, guys. Have a beautiful week. Bye.
Isn't she amazing? I mean, yes, I'm prejudiced, but she's amazing, so it's also true. And it's so important that you hear how important your story is. You've got to share that story with the world. So now, I know a lot of times the commercial breaks just kind of whiz by you. You're hashtagging, let's tell your story, and writing down notes about how to live in unspeakable joy and all those kind of things. This time, I want you to really listen to this commercial. And then afterwards, I want to tell you about some really cool options that you've got for sharing your story with the world. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Okay, so let's share your story. Let's tell your story. Have you been hashtagging that? Hashtag let's tell your story. It's time for you to get that message out into the world. And we have tried everything we can do to make it as just easy and as possible for you as it possibly could be. So number one, you got to come join us at bestsellersguild.com. Bestsellersguild.com. That'll take you right straight to our free Facebook group, totally free. I'm never going to ask you to pay anything to be a member of Bestsellers Guild. It's a family. It really is. It's a place where you can come and be loved on and share with. It's a safe space too. So if you've got parts of your story that you know you want to put out there in the world, but you're scared, you're terrified, it's a safe space for you to just put a little bit of it out and say, hey, guys, you know, I want to share this with somebody that I know will give me feedback, but will also be nice enough to me to not go, well, I can't believe you said that. You know, I mean, a lot of the most well-meaning people in our lives try to protect us through things that end up hurting us. And that's not what Bestsellers Guild is. So it's a safe space for you to share your story. So hashtag let's tell our story. Join us at bestsellersguild.com. That's number one. Number two, we have now a brand new program for you to be part of a book. Instead of having to take on doing a whole book, you can be part of a book. You can do a chapter with us. We're still going to make it a bestseller. And here's the cool part. It's part of a series that Kathy's writing that every single one of them is hashtag let's tell your story. And here's really a cool piece of it. Lisa Nichols or Susie Carter are going to write the foreword for the book. Kathy's going to write some of her stories in there. And we want to spotlight your story. People ask me, you know, what is that going to mean? Well, what it's going to mean is that you have the opportunity to be able to tell a little piece of your story. This is who I am now in the world. But it hasn't always been that way. I've gone through some stuff. And in going through that, this is what I've learned. Here's the cool part about it. You don't have to put a pen to paper at all. I'm going to actually get on the phone with you and help you write that story right there on the phone. After about 30 minutes or so on the phone, you and I are going to have a story. And I'm going to be able to read it back to you. And in the end, you have the final say on your story. It's going to be totally yours. In your words, your voice, and something that you can share both in this book, but also with the world. It's like step one for you beginning to step out on the stage of the world and begin to share your story. Hashtag, let's tell your story. We want you to be part of this amazing book. Kathy's going to do a series of them, but the first one is starting right now. She wants to get this one out before Speak and Write. Now, if you're not listening to this live, you're going to be like, well, Speak and Write was 6 months ago, you know, or it was 2 years ago that you're talking about. So Speak and Write 2017 in San Diego, technically La Jolla, and we're going to have it out before then so that those of you that have joined in can actually be a best-selling author already at Speak and Write as part of this amazing, amazing book that Kathy's putting together. That's a collection of your stories. Hashtag, let's tell your story. And the title part of it will come in as we begin to put the stories together. But we want you to be part of it so that you can join in. Now, if you've got a bigger story than that and you want to tell more than that, you know, absolutely. If you go to wehelpyouthrive.com, just like it says in the commercial, you can actually be able to hear and see what it takes to do that. You just click on authority package. Kathy even has a video there where she's going to walk you through and tell you what you can do and how you can be a best-selling author to put your story out there. And it isn't going to cost you millions. It isn't going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. It really is affordable. It's as affordable or more so than anybody else's program out there that I've heard or seen of that can take you from where you are, wherever that is, book totally written or, oh my gosh, I don't even have any idea what to write, to being a best-selling author published in both print and digital. We want your story out there in the world for the world. All of us have to embrace the fact that our story isn't for us. It never was. Our story is meant to help the people that we were meant to serve. You see, because you are uniquely brilliant, you were created for a purpose, a very specific, special purpose, and the world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you share your story. So hashtag, let's tell your story. And until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.